Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Deep soul weariness. We all experience it, though in different ways and for different reasons. Sometimes we can point to a significant factor, but often we can't, because our weariness results from the cumulative, multi-layered connections of life's complexities, bodily frailties, emotional heartbreaks, and the consequences of sin. Finding relief is truly beyond our understanding as human beings. And because our burdens are not simple, they are not relieved by simplistic cliches like, "Cheer up, brother. Everything's going to turn around for you." And I may have even said some of those things to you when you were experiencing a heavy burden. If I have, let me make a correction from the words of Jesus himself. But understand this. While simplistic platitudes are not the answer, a simple promise can relieve a complex burden, provided that we believe in the power behind the promise is stronger than the burdens we face. So into our weariness steps the most complex power in existence, speaking a promise as simple, hopeful, and refreshing as we could possibly want. It's in the gospel for today. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The simplicity of Jesus' promise is both striking and refreshing. Jesus doesn't offer us a fourfold plan to peace-giving enlightenment like Buddha did. And he doesn't give us five pillars of peace through the submission as Islam does. Nor does he give us 10 ways to relieve our weariness, as do many teaching a false doctrine of prosperity gospel. So listen carefully to what I'm saying next, because it is probably the most important thing I can say in this entire message. Unique to anyone else in human history, Jesus simply offers himself as the universal solution to all that burdens us. Let me unpack that one more time. Unique to anyone else in all of human history, Jesus simply offers himself as the universal solution to all that burdens us. This simple promise is so incredibly bold and daring. Jesus says, "Come to me." The only way this isn't complete insanity is if Jesus is who he claims to be, the eternal Word made flesh. The writer to the Hebrews wrote about this Jesus when he says, "Long ago and at many times and in many ways God spoke to us, to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, and through whom he also created the world. He is," listen to this, "the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Hebrews 1. His simple promise, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest," implies a power behind it, more than sufficient to lift whatever is weighing us down. But what does Jesus mean? What does he mean by this coming to him? When we read the context of this promise, the meaning really becomes clear. In his rebuke of the cities, in verses just preceding this text in Matthew chapter 11, and in his rebuke of the religious leaders coming up in chapter 12, who saw firsthand his miraculous works, so clearly demonstrating who he was as God in the flesh, and still refused to believe him, we know that when Jesus said, "Come to me," he meant, "Believe in who I claim to be, and therefore what I am able to do for you." So here is where our burdened souls are tested. We believe in him. Will we trust him? We often want to rest our souls on the knowledge of how and when our burdensome problems will be addressed, right? But Jesus doesn't provide those details. He can be so frustrating. He simply promises us that they will be addressed. Jesus does not want our souls resting on the how and when, as if we were even wise enough to understand and determine them. And rather, he wants our souls resting on the certainty that he will keep his promise to us in the best way at the best time. "Come to me," he says. "Cast your anxieties on me, for I care for you," says Peter. "Trust in me with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." And here it is, he says, there's where you'll find rest for your souls. Our souls only find rest in hope. And that's what we're frantically looking for whenever our souls are burdened and restless: hope. And that's what most of the marketing of all the stuff of this world tries to offer us: hope. But they are false hopes for false rest, providing only temporary distraction from, or briefly masking the effects of, our burdened souls. The world's stuff will not lighten our loads. No. Our burdened souls will find rest in only one place. Listen to how the psalmist says it in Psalm 62. "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God." Jesus knows that he is our only salvation, our fortress, our mighty rock, our refuge. He is the one answer to every question, every concern, every fear, every need we will ever have. And so he simply and comprehensively offers us himself. For our hope is from him. Only in him will we find our rest. But if what he promises us is rest, why does he tell us to put on his yoke? A yoke, as you well know, is placed upon a beast of burden in order to do some work. Is Jesus offering us rest, or is he offering us work, you might ask? And this is precisely the question he wants to ask us. What work must we do for him that supposedly will give us rest? And Jesus answers this question in John 6:29, where he says, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." And he answers it again in John 15:4, "Abide in me like a branch in a vine." Believe and abide. That reality is all the work that God requires from us. Faith, believing, and abiding is resting on the hopeful promises of God. That's the yoke Jesus calls us to put on. So what is happening in this yoke exchange? In the cross, Jesus takes our unbearably heavy yoke of sin's condemnation and penalty and offers us an exchange of the easy and light yoke simply by trusting him. You know, the Greek word for easy is Christos. It sounds like Christ, doesn't it? And maybe there's a little bit of an intention on that play on words. But the word in the Greek literally means kind. My yoke is kind. And his kind yoke is revealed in that he does all the work and gives us all the rest. And his work not only fully addresses our sin problem, but also provides the supply of every other need we will ever have. All we are required to do is trust him. "Take my yoke upon you," he says. And if that wasn't enough, in becoming human and dwelling among us, Jesus makes it possible for us to learn from him just how we are to live in faith. That's why the author of Hebrews tells us to look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame and seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Believe, abide, follow in his steps. That's the light, or should I say kind or easy yoke Jesus calls us to put on. And it is the only yoke in existence that gives rest to our souls. Believe, abide, and follow Jesus' example, and you will find rest for your soul. You know, there's another practical side to this, and boy, I could have just stopped right there. But there's another practical side of this, and I want you to hear this. Christ's invitation was given not just to a few select disciples, but the promises were given to us, implying there's a massive reason why the church exists. And we need to take hold of that. Each one of us bears our own burdens and becomes weary at one time or another, but our burdens come, as you know, in different ways, for different reasons, and often at different times. And when we are weary, we are so easily discouraged and can give up to cynical unbelief. I can cite you stories from history and from my own personal experience with church people who were so crushed by their burdens, they just simply gave up. Some of them seemingly the most faithful. In those moments of crushing burdens, we are often not our own best counselors. We need others to speak truth to us and to help us believe in Jesus' promise of rest. And that's why we're told not to neglect our meeting together, as the habit of some, but to keep on encouraging one another, encouraging one another. We are to exhort one another every day, as long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. So my friends, if you're feeling weary, for whatever reason, however complex, Jesus invites you and me to come to Him. Come, take His light and easy yoke upon you by believing in Him, trusting in Him. And if it's hard, don't come alone. Come to Jesus with and through a believing friend. Believe, abide, follow Jesus' example, and you will find the given promise to us all, rest for your souls. In Jesus' name, amen.